In her condition of the state address this morning, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds asked lawmakers to consider increasing the state sales tax by 1 cent to fund increased spending on water quality, the environment, and mental health care programs. To offset the tax increase, she's proposing an income tax cut of 10% and a property tax cut. Reynolds would also like to raise the limit for the child care tax credit from $45,000 to $90,000, and she will ask for unique child care ideas.
We need to enlist Iowans to find common sense solutions that increase access to child care.
And Reynolds is again calling for a constitutional amendment that would allow felons to vote upon completing their sentences, and an amendment declaring there is no right to an abortion under the Iowa Constitution. The president of Mercy One says the hospital has a contract with a nurse staffing agency if there is a strike. Nurses authorized their union leaders to call a strike at Mercy One Siouxland Medical Center in Sioux City last night. The union needs to give the hospital at least 10 days' notice before picketing could start. The nurses rejected Mercy One's most recent contract offer. The two sides have been negotiating for more than 7 months. The local's current contract expired September 1st. The nurses' union last authorized a strike in 2010, but settled with the hospital before a walkout could begin. And that's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. Stay tuned for more updates. I'm Mary Hartnett.